Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Mr. Westerfield?
It is.
Hi, I called you earlier. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We're getting ready for Christmas. How about you?
Yeah, really. Just about
almost
here.
Yep. It's crazy that it seems like it creeped up so fast this year, but I heard someone say when I was younger that the older we get, the faster time goes. So I'm like, oh no, that's not good.
Yeah.
They said that when, you know, you're a kid, it seems like forever until Christmas comes. And then the older we get, we're like, wow, wasn't it just last Christmas?
That's true.
Very true. So, we're just having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. That card's been canceled.
Okay.
But also, I was meaning to call. I want to go ahead and cancel my service. Hang on a second. If you look back at this, we did have more advertising on this, but I'm retiring.
I see.
So.
How exciting.
I don't need any. I guess. You know, the bad part of that you got to be a certain age to retire.
I'd
rather be 29 than a whole lot more than that.
I know. I think about that a lot because I'm getting close to retirement years myself, and I always think that it's kind of not right the way our system is, that we have to, you know, work to be a certain age, and then by the time we retire, how much time do we have to enjoy it, but yet we put all those years in, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. So I want to let you know, Mr. Westerfield, that I can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's just because in the terms and conditions it states that you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 13th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. However,
okay.
I do want to give you an option. Is your law firm going to close completely, or are you going to keep it open on, like, a very limited basis?
Well, it probably won't close until sometime next year.
Okay, because here's what I'm thinking. I can't do anything about the past due balance, but once that's up to speed, if you wanted to, you can cancel the program and keep the website and just pay us $29 monthly for the hosting on the site. And I think that would be very beneficial for you because you're not closing until next year. So that way, if somebody were to look you up, at least your website would stay active.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
Okay, so right now it's just past due for $178. Do you want to do that? Do you want to take care of that, and then moving forward we'll change it to the $29 hosting?
Well, I don't want to pay anything now. I just want to just let it. I don't want to do anything right now.
Okay, I can give you some time, but keep in mind per the terms that the billing is on the 13th of each month, so come January 10th, because of that 3-day rule, your past due amount will reoccur to $356. So that continues to reoccur until this settles. So let me see here. There's one thing that I might be able to do to kind of help you out here. It says that you're paying already an extra $49 monthly for the hosting. So if you think that you're going to convert to that package, what I'll do is I'll take that $49 off and lower your past due amount to just $129. And then once that's up to speed, we can change your, you know, starting in January to just $29 monthly. But I want to ask you, have you seen the site that we built you?
Well, I mean, I know I have a website. It's been up for several years.
Yep, exactly. And so the website that we built you would stay up and running, which is crucial because we have it attached to Google, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages. There are 60 directories that it's attached to. So let's say that you had a website prior to working with us. That website might be like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you off of it if they can't find it, right? Yeah. So that's the beauty of this site is that we have it attached to everything.
Okay, well, I'm not really looking for any new business, but...
Right.
So anyway,
well, that's why I asked if you were going to close the business completely, because you might not even need to keep it. But since you're not closing till sometime next year, even our websites for $29 monthly will never bring you a new client unless it gets exposure, right? So you're going to cancel that aspect of the program, which gives you all that exposure. But let's say that a potential client or even somebody that's a referral looks to hire you for their case, they might do a little bit of due diligence on you and just kind of look you up. That way, at least you still have some added credibility out there if that were to happen. But, you know, you have to decide if, you know, it was worthwhile to keep it or not, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just in the middle of some things, and I don't want to do anything right now.
Okay. All right. So I'll make a note that we talked, and I'll put some notes in here regarding taking at least that $49 off and reducing the past due to $129. And then you can call me when you're ready to settle that. You know, just hopefully it's before January 10th. But if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again maybe next week. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. So
okay.
We have a good
Thank
game
you.
Plan. It was. You're welcome. Nice talking to you, Mr. Westerfield. Have a happy holiday, too.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.